We're back here in Atlanta for Robin season. This week on Moneybag Shorty, we visit a strip club, Earn can't spend $100, and Michael Vick is racing people, not fighting dogs. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I told you not to know Drew picked this song, and she was so excited about it. Look at you. I wish we had some extras in here to like booty bounce on the table for us. Like, yeah, we could make it rain. It would be great.
I should have gotten our dollar bills out. We forget.
I need a money gun.
Next time. Guys, I'm Joelle. I'm joined again by Drew and Steph. Thanks for being here, ladies. I'm really excited to talk Robin season. Let's just jump right into that opening scene. If you guys remember the viral video of a mom crying over rap lyrics, this is for sure just a take on that. And an interesting way to start this episode specifically, we get her talking about basically how these words are offensive to her and she's crying. Have you guys ever had to deal with a mom like this? And like when I was in school, I hung out with a lot of kids whose parents were like, cursing, guns and violence. Oh my. As my parents were like, you can watch R-rated films at 3. They didn't care.
Yeah, I mean, she's kind of classic of the moms who find rap music really offensive, but I was just still appalled by her using the N-word. I mean, I don't care if you're using it as an example, nothing, it's unacceptable, unless you're black. I don't make the rules, but I think I'll speak for non-black people. You cannot say it ever.
I like when people stand that are not black that are like, look, what you won't do to the black community is this. Thank you for drawing a hard line for us. It's beautiful.
It's really there. And you do not cross it ever. Not even in your crying video, woman.
I just think it's hilarious. I just thought the video was hilarious. I'm one of those black people who's just like, people do this and I could either get mad about every single thing or I could laugh at, like, not that I'm approving of it, but it's just like, it's hilarious. Like, it's funny that that's what's upsetting you. Like, we're out here getting shot in the streets, but
the N-word has made you cry.
The N-word has really got you pressed.
So, I can't even, he was talking about selling drugs. Well, because you know, she even says, and the worst part, forget college, go to college. I was like, that's what bothers you. Think about diamonds.
Her child's in the back, and she's like, it's not my word, so there's going to be some cussing. Like, you're still saying it.
I know. I'm like, what is the same as, like, your kid sitting in the background hearing you say it versus it being on the radio?
Nothing.
But go off. But then, like, when she said Colin Kaepernick, like, I saw all the tears, and I was done. And I thought it was funny that they thought it was funny, too, you know? And it's funny also because, like, you're only going to make us want to listen to it more.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Like, everyone getting mad, all the white people getting mad at Colin Kaepernick made me, I wasn't even a 49ers fan. I was like, suddenly I need
all the Colin Kaepernick jerseys.
The gear.
He's down in Texas doing some practicing now, running some sprints. I saw on his Twitter today.
Steph and I will be in Texas in a couple weeks. Colin, what's good? I know you're
with Colin's still single, right?
No, he's with Nessa. Who's
oh, yeah. She's awesome.
And I approve of her, but I'm just saying,
if you wanted to open that relationship, people might be available
to
that.
We'll join his journey, is what you're saying. We're with you.
We'll walk that path with you.
From there, we move on to Paperboy and Darius at the studio.
I bring up the waiter at the restaurant, at the bar when they were taking shots because the song went gold.
Oh,
yeah.
In the beginning
of the episode. You know, the waiter that was wild out of pocket and tries Earn.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
That had me dead. I'm sorry. Like, that.
I agree. But why does everyone let everyone disrespect Earn like that?
I have a question about this too. Okay, so throughout the episode, we get a lot of advice from, I can't remember Paperboy's, like, living, the name his mother gave
Al.
Him.
Al. Al, his government name?
Yes. So Al is like, look, first you need to have money. He said that, we saw that was not the case. The money did not change Earn's experience throughout the entire episode. Then he's like, you need to act better than everybody else, and people will treat you better than everyone else. That don't work, y'all. I just want to let you know that you just going around being suddenly like, I'm better than everyone else, it's not going to translate well. People will read that, and they don't like it either. So Al's out here giving terrible advice, per the usual. Stop that, Al. But that waiter did have me feeling a kind of way, because if you've ever, like, we're all on a lot of networks, we write, you know, whatever. So occasionally you have people come up to you and they're like, hey, how do I be like you? And you're just like, I don't even
like student debt. What?
Me on.
It's very weird and uncomfortable. What about that moment specifically was registering for you, Drew?
It was just like the eye intensity, I feel like, and then like in reality, okay, yes, Paperboy is, you know, the artist, so like he's mm-hmm. the one that's being recognizable, but in reality I feel like Ern is doing so much work that it was like the power play was very weird to me, because I'm like, you're disrespecting Ern, but Ern's the one really calling the shot. So it's just kind
of
like,
and that's how it is, I feel like, in the business.
Yeah,
a lot of the time people disrespect people who are working with the talent, but it's really them calling the shots.
Also foolish to disrespect somebody the talent is hanging out with.
Yeah.
Like, if the talent is with a person, like, you should probably treat that person almost as good as you treat the talent.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it works. They're going to read you, too. It's just not a good look.
Yeah. And I was kind of wanting the scene to go in a direction where, like, someone was like, actually, this is my manager, you know, because I just wanted to see that tone switch, because I feel like that happens all the time where, like, people won't know who I am, and then I'll be friends with someone who's a little bit more well-known, and, like, the second that person comes over and they're like, oh, like, Drew's the homie, we go way back, mm-hmm. the tone, like, instantly switches. I'm like, nah, you fake.
Totally. I also feel like Ern's been disrespected for a long time. We can take it all the way back to the pilot episode when he was with the other record executive, the white dude who just freely used the N-word around him and was being mad disrespectful. And I think it says a lot about Al that he doesn't ever stick up for Ern. I think Ern's got to get another client. You know what I mean? Not necessarily to drop Paperboy, but Paperboy, Al's kind of sniffing around other, like, things. We'll get to that in a minute. But I kind of want Ern to expand his business, because right now all of his eggs are kind of in one basket. And he spent a lot of money tonight. I saw that check. It only had one comma. I said, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
You should not be spending this much money. You are mad broke, bro. Like, you put that as a down payment on something.
And last week, he just blew through his, what, three racks?
4K? Four racks? Yeah. I was like, son.
They gave me a headache.
It's irresponsible, Ern.
If someone just handed me 4K right now, I would cry and then go pay a bunch of bills.
Right?
Like, I don't understand how people do this.
I'm just saying, if you want to do it, like, I'll be responsible with it.
I will throw my Cash App tag on Twitter, and y'all, you know, if that's a thing that you want to do, we're here to receive.
Side note, I keep seeing all of these, like, tweets where people are, like, DMing girls and asking for pictures of feet for, like, hundreds of dollars, and I'm mm-hmm. like, where is my DM? I want it.
You gotta put it out there. What is it? I forget the... It comes out tomorrow. There's a hashtag on Fridays that a lot of my friends use where it's, like, they just put out their Cash App or their Venmo account so that people can just send them money. If they're like, hey, if you like the work I'm doing, you know, you could support me here at my PayPal, or you can cash at me. Yeah.
When did this thing...
People be clearing money, dude. Follow journalists are good at getting money out of people. I'm trying to learn.
Respect the hustle.
Look, if you're out here hustling, check out the app. Get on Twitter. Find a way to make your money. It's important. But don't necessarily share your nudes with everybody.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking about feet, but...
You're like, yes, I will get a pedicure. Done. Okay, so from that restaurant and the disrespectful ass waiter, who even cleaned up his act for his manager, like, damn, you can't treat nobody as well as you treat Ern. Like, it's just a problem. People need to treat Ern right. But we move from there to the studio with the guy we saw doing the not Sprite commercial,
Clark
but kind
County.
Of. Clark County.
Lil Yachty knockoff.
Let's talk about this.
That's worse.
This bipolar behavior. I don't want to misuse that word, but I also feel like that's the only way I know how to describe what's happening here.
Yeah.
It was like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type of...
I was confused by his switched motives.
I think it says a lot. Like, have you guys ever heard the attitude that, like, if somebody treats a waiter bad, you shouldn't date them?
Yeah.
I feel like this is a lot what we're dealing with here. Yeah. It's like, how can you... This guy is just trying to work. Apps or programs crash all of the time. It's not a thing that you have any control over.
Yeah.
It's literally just the program that came with it.
Yeah, I felt like that situation was really awkward. But what I think was also interesting was, you know, like, Al offering him, like, the Henny, which, or the, it's my favorite.
The blunt,
and he's like, nah, I don't do any of that. But then he, like, goes and does that freestyle, and he's talking about, like, getting lit, and I was like...
He said Henny plus the herb, and he denied both. Loser! You're so fake!
This is a problem my brother has with, like, Kendrick Lamar. Depending on which album you're listening to, he's either, like, clean and with Jesus, or he's out here in these streets gangbanging, and my brother's like, so which lifestyle for real are you leading?
Pick a side.
And I was like, I feel like he's telling stories from his neighborhood, and about a lot of different things. But this guy just felt very fake and uncomfortable. I don't like when people switch up their attitudes this quickly. It's weird.
Yeah. And then, like, thought his verse was so real. And, like, he's like, hopefully I can replicate it. It's like, you said three words and repeated it, and all of which you have no identity shared.
I would love to know who, because obviously this is, like, Donald Glover's view of rap music now, you know, and I would love to know who these people, like, these characters are inspired by, because they're obviously inspired by someone. And so I'd love to know who, like, Donald Glover is, like, subtly shading.
Definitely. Yes. Want to take bets?
Let me think about this.
Because it reminded me of, who's the kid with the red hair with twist outs?
Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty feels like he could potentially be this way. No shade to Lil Yachty, but, like, I saw your Vice video. You were living with your mom. you got famous at, like, 18. And you're, like, a kid from Stone Mountain, but kind of Atlanta adjacent. I could just see the dualities living within him, potentially.
Or, like, Lil Pump.
Ugh. Yeah, or maybe, like, 21 Savage.
That would explain why Jay-Z felt like he had to read him like a father.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is like a 21 Savage on my Grammys. I was like, Jay, okay, I don't know what your little beef with is with him, but it seems like very subtle dad shade. And I appreciate
fatherly
it.
Fatherly shade.
Did you guys feel bad for the engineer? Because I did.
I'm concerned
for his life.
Right?
For his life. I mean, because we know, like, software crashes and there's nothing you can do about it. But I feel like you do have to be prepared, but still, like, they were very serious.
Yeah. I'm definitely concerned for him. Be nice to your engineers like we are to ours.
We love you.
Hi, Steven.
But, yeah, I just thought it was so weird how that situation was handled, and it's another reason why I'm like, I want to know who it's inspired by, because it clearly, I feel like Donald Glover doesn't just put stuff in these episodes for no reason, so I'm like, I want to know who you're shading, because I guarantee that person watched it and was like, that's about me.
Like, he thought he was cool with them.
Yeah.
And then even to say, like, oh, I'm going to go. You don't want to take your guests with you? Like, I just don't like disrespectful people. And County just seems like he doesn't care about anything or anyone. Because even if you were going to have your dudes, like, manhandle a person, I don't know, I would take the talent.
Yeah, well, he's
like, come with me, like, let's roll, we got to go.
Yeah, he's definitely a for-me person, because even when Al is talking about, like, how are you getting all these sponsors, like, I really wanted the Fast and Furious soundtrack, but you ended up getting it. And he was like, yeah, they don't really help out the black guy. They only give
one
of us that, and that's got to be me, you know? And I understand, like, the hustle aspect of that, but I feel like the big thing, especially in, like, black culture, like, black music, black, you know, whatever right now, has been, like, we're trying to get everybody a seat at the table. And so I felt like, I was like,
good point. Like, I feel like this year more than ever, collabs and even like collab albums are blowing up.
Yeah. So I was like, I peep you on that.
Yeah.
He started the shade early.
I'm hoping that County continues throughout and that we get some kind of story arc out of him, because initially, like, all we know about him is his publication stuff. We know his manager's on some shady stuff, not opposed to stealing someone. Like, in front of his manager. Again, the disrespect Earn has faced is ridiculous. To now, where we see he's, like, has dudes who throw hands. And also, it's just really kind of verbally cruel to people. I'd like to see, like, maybe him at a concert. Like, what is that like? How does he treat women/fans?
But yeah. He was the one on the table at the record company, right? Like, dancing with all the white people around him. Like,
I thought that was Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Oh, he was the one standing outside, right outside of that room with Earn and Al.
Yeah.
That was the manager.
Okay, got it, yeah.
Monier Bruckner in the chat says, the engineer is definitely gone, and I agree Donald Glover is talking about someone. And I want to know.
I just need to be informed.
R.I.P. engineer.
He looked really, like, docile and nice. And that makes me sad.
Yeah, like, see you guys.
And it makes me, I don't know. Okay, so this may be weird, because I understand some people have, like, journeys with sobriety and other things. But if you're young and I offer you weed and liquor and you take neither, I'm instantly a little suspect.
And you're about to go in the studio.
I'm a little suspect. I'm just like, I don't know.
But yeah. The weirdest part was he was talking about conserving his voice. And I was like, oh, like, does he sing too?
I thought he was singing too. And I was like,
But he's as monotone as me. Like, we do not need to sacrifice his voice. Like,
I do love, though, that when he was talking to the engineer, and I feel like I have to use this at some point in my life, and he's like, I'm not going to put hands on you. But I just want you to know that I'm not the only one in this world who has hands.
You guys were dying. It was a slick
burn.
And I instantly knew. I was like, oh, this guy.
And then he's like, if it crashes again, I'm going to crash my foot in your ass. Like, oh, my God. That was so funny.
Another thing I want to say is, like, I feel weird because if he was dressed, like, I don't want to say more pimp, but more rock and roll maybe, like, more of that, like, I don't give an F attitude kind of in his personal style, I might have been more with the character. Like, now that I'm thinking back on some of his lines, like, if he presented like that, I feel like I've been like, y'all know what you were getting into. Like, it's a crazy, but because he comes off as, like, kind of clean cut and then started off with that, like, clean living BS, I feel like my messages were crossed internally. I didn't know what to think of him. And now I'm questioning myself.
I feel like that's the genius of Donald Glover's, like, writing, that he can just slip these things that do happen in real life, like, contradicting people all the time, and then do it perfectly, where you're, like, confused, but you're like, oh, I guess that's a really good depiction of probably a real person, like we've been saying.
Absolutely. Let's move on, because Zazie Beetz is back, and I was super hyped. I missed her.
So much.
I missed her energy. I missed the feminine presence on this show. It's been in a very masculine territory, except for all our girls are either, like, dating another more main character. So it's good to have Zazie back. It's good to see Earn and Zaz. I really like their relationship. They're super cute. Even when they're just kind of lying on the bed talking, and she's, like, trying to hype him up over his... Honestly, guys, not that impressive chat. like, why are we not together?
They're so cute. Also, where's the baby?
Oh, yeah, where is that baby? I miss her. She's adorable. But when we last saw them, she was like, you know, you could stay. Like, I see you trying to get your stuff together. Like, I respect it. He's like, no, I'm going to go be a man, get my stuff together, and then come back when I'm better off. So not much better off out of the storage unit. So a slight improvement. What do you think it's going to take for Earn to think he's earned his way back in?
I feel like Earn doesn't believe he deserves things. So he kind of self-sabotages. But and I think it's going to be the music. Like, he has to make it enough in his brain musically and as a manager for him to, I feel like, start treating her right, which he already should have been because she's the best he'll ever get. But I think he self-sabotages.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think it's, like, definitely a sense of, like, I think his insecurities are his biggest issue, like, above anything. I think he robs himself of happiness to keep it in the whole robbing season. I think that's something, but I think that's a big thing we're going to see throughout the season is that he's consistently robbing himself of, like, you know, being content and being happy with where he is. And I think that is another thing that Donald Glover is, like, trying to, you know, paint across the whole season is that there's always this need for more instead of working towards more, but appreciating what you have around you. And I feel like that's a big issue for Earn's character is, like, he's never, like, noticing what's around him. He's always constantly like, I gotta get to this level to be respected and then I'll be happy.
Totally. I think we've seen him do the self-sabotaging in our first two episodes, certainly. Specifically last episode where you gave all your money to a recently released convict and then lost it in a matter of 10 minutes. But do you guys feel like the $100 bill is a self-sabotage?
I think he kind of jumps the gun. Like, we saw it last week with giving the money, like you just said, and then the $100, I feel like he gets too excited about things and doesn't really think it over. I thought it was really cute that he wanted to, like, show his girl a good time and, like, spoil himself for, like, doing good work so far. But those were crazy scenes, like a really shitty night for them.
Yeah, I think I think he did self-sabotage himself with $100, though, because she kept saying every time something bad went wrong, she's like, it's fine, let's just go get food, like, let's just hang out. And instead of just being like, you know what, like, I'm out with you, we can figure something out and it'll be fun, he, like, had, like, the money was almost, like, burning a hole in his pocket. Like, he had to go spend it. Also, that movie lady, I was
going to say, because the thing is, like, I don't want to be ridiculous, but I also would have turned up to about Earn's level at the amount of, like, I gave you cash. We can for sure. There are many ways to prove it. And I know it's a movie theater. You can do that. You were going to scan my ID and my license? No one's ever done that.
Ever.
There's no way. And you can tell me a bold ass face lie to my face like I'm an idiot. I don't have time for any of this business. And like, maybe it's self-sabotaging because at the end of the day, like, she has the control, you don't. And the smart thing is probably, and not just smart, but the healthy thing for you to do, is just be like, well, you just cost your theater money. I was about to spend hella bucks here to treat my lady nice, but now we're going to go somewhere else. But at the same time, like, at the amount of times we've seen Earn be disrespected, I didn't blame him if he wanted to turn around and turn up. And then to have the guy also just be like, I hear you, but my gun. And I was like, what is happening?
Yes.
Now, when this happened, Drew, you just said you were like, Atlanta. And I was like, no.
Well, yeah, because I just feel like.
Elaborate.
One, like, because for new listeners, I lived in Atlanta for quite some time. And it's just very, like, I don't want to say it's like a. Atlanta, I feel like, is a progressive city, but it, obviously it's in Georgia, in the South. And so there's still a lot of other types of people in there. Yeah. And so. I don't know, like, the carrying guns thing is something you just see down there. I mean, guns are sold everywhere. It's just like a...
It's one thing to, like, carry a gun. It's entirely a different thing for someone to be like, excuse me, I know you don't know me. Gun. Just what?
Yeah.
God.
It's a concealed weapon. You can't just, like, show it like it's a cockfight.
But
it's
that's how it is.
Wow.
The rodeo.
That's culture shock.
Yeah, that's 5,000% how it is. And I thought the money thing was funny because I've had that happen to me so many times where I've watched the lady in front of me give a lot, give like a $100 bill and I'll have $50, like a $50 bill and I'll be literally paying like $47.50. It's not like she can't, like she's going to have to give me all this change or something and she'll be like,
we
don't take large bills. And I'm like, you don't even have to give me any change, bitch. What?
I just saw you two of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Don't let anyone treat you like that, y'all. If you see it happening, either walk away or, I don't know,
Van
do
was
something.
Being, like, so, so beyond mature.
I guess that is maturity. I'm still mad about it. I feel a way about what Earn went through. Just at the movie theater. Like, I worked at a movie theater. Like, all that was so extra. It's so easy to solve and for you to put someone through that, like, level of humiliation. For literally no reason. It's just, it's exhausting.
All season for him.
Yeah.
He's just been getting disrespected.
It's kind of Earn's life, though. We did say a couple of weeks ago, Childish was just like, you know, this is not a show about success. Like, we're probably never going to get to that point.
The hustle.
So it's just the struggle, which is kind of nice to see. Because, I mean, like, last week we got to talk about working in, like, millennial spaces and what that kind of life is like. It's not necessarily something we always see on TV. Or when we do, it's, like, the cool, flashy job. So it's nice to see some of the bullshit being real. From there, like, Van and Earn... They go to a hookah lounge that Van suggests. She's like, look, this will be chill. And we see some black-on-black racism, which, again, is something we don't get to express or show a lot. And what I liked about this was it kind of flipped it, because usually I think we think of, like, light skin to dark skin, progression of light skin people being, you know, more racist or, you know...
Sorry about that
cruel.
On behalf of...
But now we see, you know... Get the hell out of here.
I love when you do that.
But now we are seeing, like, the cultural side, which is a lot of black-skinned folks outside of America think black-skinned Americans are, like, lazy and no good and don't value education. I have a lot of friends who have Nigerian parents who are like,
Jamaican
you don't need to be hanging out with these folks. They are not on their stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Even, oh, my God. Who? Jadena. Jadena was talking about it in a video once where he was saying, like, yeah, my parents sent me to private school because they were, like... They were worried about me hanging out with black kids from America, and they thought I would adapt to that kind of lifestyle of, like, gang culture or just general laziness.
Thank you for the lesson. This is a good teaching moment.
I mean, his parents are right. I went to public school, and I made us play Too Short, and they opened so choices.
Okay, but you're successful. Hey.
We said dollar bills. Hard time controlling my behavior.
He's not gonna stop until you get it on.
You just pop it once for us, Drew.
I can't do that. I'm too sore. I can't. Yeah, pop my hip out of place yesterday. So I can't do that.
TMI, Drew. No, never.
From yoga.
From her heels class.
Yeah, that too.
But the real craziness of that moment was when... I'm guessing it's a security... At first, I thought they were police officers, but now I think they're security officers. Security guards. For them to be like, oh, hey, man, we all knew it was real, but he's just on some mess. I was like, no! Why would you do this? In front of his wealthy. Girl. Yeah. Why? Why would you not protect my money? I was offended for her.
Yeah, I was frustrated by that. But I also was frustrated because I was like, you're with your girl and she wants to spend time with you. And, like, you've been wanting that. And you have it. And you're so focused on spending this money and stunting. When in reality, the only person you should stunt for is with you and happy. So just, like...
Okay, this isn't just about Earn, you guys. This is a life lesson to all men.
To go to home.
We're not high maintenance like you play us out to be.
Yeah, as soon as they were leaving the hookah lounge, I was like, man, go get some fried chicken and just go home. Like, yeah. Go watch a movie. Go chill. Like, you with your girl. She's the best. I would have been done after that. I'd be like, you know 100%. What, Bill? I'm done with racists. We're going to go order a pizza where I don't have to talk to anyone about it. They'll have to take my money. And we're just going to call it a night.
I'm down.
You guys go home and order food after all of this, or you encourage, because I might also gas up my man. I might be like, baby, what? No, we need to go in there and set it right. Like, because I'll go off too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, like, I thought
she was
kind of,
she played it way chill, where I might have been like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like,
I might have turned up.
I wouldn't want to be in that establishment.
I wouldn't want them to have my money after that, but I also wouldn't want him to have to pay after all of that. So, like, I want to tell myself that I'm an evolved human and I would have reacted like her. But I'm not, and I would have turned all the way up.
Also, love makes you do crazy things. If I think you're stealing from a person I love, like, I can't. I've lost all.
The
I
loyalty kicks in.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I would have Yelp reviewed very heavily heavy stuff.
Yeah.
You would have seen that on the
I wanted you to Yelp and be like, we should all leave. Like, it's not an establishment for black people. Here, you hate black people.
Oh, yeah, you get on like
that
a mic.
Ass person in front. Like, how dare you? Aaron needs a job, guys. A lot of people need jobs. ZipRecruiter can kind of help you with that. Are you hiring? Are you posting your positions to job sites and waiting for the right people to see it? ZipRecruiter knew there was a smart way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find your next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post on a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through a site in just one day. ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That is right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/buzz. That's ZipRecruiter.com/buzz. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Ooh, you should check it out.
Yeah,
you definitely.
You should.
Or, you know, hit up a site, find you a new person, get to a club, get you somebody to help. They actually do end up going to a club. It's a strip club.
Which, Atlanta strip clubs.
They're the
best.
Listen,
y'all, I love strippers. I'm not going
to
front.
Strippers are great. Pretty much all sex workers across the board tend to be amazing people.
Wonderful people. The strip clubs in Atlanta are a special kind of magic, though. I feel like...
I've seen the videos.
Elaborate. Yeah.
First of all, the asses are ridiculous. So it's like I'm kind of, like, whenever I used to go there in college, I was just like... Bet. Okay, cool. I'm just not going to be there. It's fine. I accept it. But I felt for him how, like, you can't go into a strip club expecting to pay whatever you think you're going to pay.
Double
you need
it.
To go ahead and double that and then have a tip. Like, there's no, you're not going to go in there. First of all, I don't know. Like, I'm like his girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I want to give the strippers money who look sad. Like, if they're sad, I'm
I love that part.
I want to pay your bills too.
The underdog.
Yeah, you gotta work for your money. Like, this is your job.
Of booties, I love the part when they were like, she's on house arrest for getting illegal booty injections. That was so funny.
Did they say she was on house arrest and now giving illegal booty injections? I thought she was giving illegal booty injections at her house while she's on house arrest, and now she can go back to stripping.
Oh, what?
That was my storyline, but maybe I headcanoned it.
I don't know. I hope that's the storyline, because that would make it even better.
Yeah, strip clubs are definitely designed to get you to spend money. They're flashy, like, there's hot ladies everywhere. It's, like, good, loud-ass music. And I can't think, when there's loud-ass music, I'll start spending, like, $18 on a drink. I'm like, who cares? Yeah. Whatever. Like, it's a good time. Just swipe it. And then you wake up the next day, you're like, I don't even know what happened. Who did I buy a round of drinks for? Why?
Well, because you're in the club, and they're like, do you want a bottle? And you're like, yeah, how much is it? And they're like, it's... And you're thinking, like, oh, it's $18? Okay, sure. And then you wake up, and it's $118. And
you've been robbed.
I'm not a frivolous spender whatsoever, but I've woken up before and looked at my account after going out with friends, and we've ended up at a strip club, and I like will legit see hundreds.
I once had a friend, shout out to Danny Fernandez, who bought us a round of tequila at like a barcade. And she came back, she's like, so I definitely spent $100 on that round. I'm like, well, what did you? I love you, girl. But what did we think was going to happen?
Yeah. It's expansive.
It is. So we see Earn get robbed literally at every corner. First from an experience, then for just stepping inside of an establishment. And finally, the strip club took 20% for singles. Y'all better hit the bank first. Gosh. Dang. That's $40 gone. We only end up with $160 at the end of that transaction? I don't think so, y'all. And then... that race. So guys, let's get into Michael Vick. I was not sure if it was actually him. The internet tells me yes. Yeah, that's legitimately Michael Vick.
The close-up was confirmed.
I was like, oh hey you.
So
buddy.
Drew cut off for this section.
So let's get into it. The internet is already salty about it. Some people think that honoring a guy who used to fight dogs is a problem. Other people say get over it. Where do we stand?
I don't want to say get over it. I feel like that's harsh. But I also feel like that was how many years ago? Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's done his time. And I feel like y'all are letting people walk around these streets who have done way worse. Chris Brown. so I'm just like, I don't know. I just feel like society's very picky and choosy about who they choose to punish for good and who gets to come make a bounce back. And I feel like he's... I'm not, like, a fan of Michael Vick or anything like that, like, in no way, shape, or form, but I just kind of feel like he hasn't done anything in a while. So, like, it wasn't an issue where I'm like, I can't believe they let him on TV, you know? But it was hilarious for what the setup was.
I feel a lot of what you said. It was a great scene, and it concluded the episode so perfectly. However, the point I agree with you the most, that society does pick and choose what we demonize, and like we were saying before, like, people just love dogs. I demonize all things pretty much equally once you hit a certain point. Like, abusing animals is just weird to me. Like, I feel like you can never be trusted. So even though it's like, yeah, I'm glad he's done good and hasn't done really anything bad since, but I'm like, I would not want to be on the same movies.
Yeah, my friend once told me her boyfriend refused to introduce himself to her cat, and I was like, you have to dump him immediately. Like, I was like, you just stick your hand out. An introduction to an animal is just like, smell my hand. Are we good? I'm not going to hurt you. Scratch behind the ears. We're bet.
Yeah.
He was like, no, that cat has to introduce itself to me. Like, I'm just going to chill. But I was like, what the hell is wrong with you? Get out. Bad boyfriend. Where do I stand on Michael Vick? I think people deserve second chances. I think Michael Vick has kept his nose clean for a very long time. I think he made a stupid mistake when he, as many people do, when they go from having almost nothing to literally everything. It's a huge change. It's a lot to go through. And I don't have a problem with him being here. If he had come up in this episode and the plot point was that he was fighting dogs, I might have found that hilarious, actually. I was going to say I would have been offended, but now I think that would be hilarious.
That kind of would have been really funny.
It was a really funny ending.
Michael Vick it wasn't just an NFL quarterback. He was, like, the NFL quarterback the year he was drafted.
Fast. He was a lot of things. He was fire. I'm not going to lie.
No. Yeah, for sure. I remember Michael Vick heyday. We were all like, what, son? Because not only is he fast, not only is he a quarterback, he was the first black quarterback for Atlanta. So, to the city, he's got, like, a huge presence. Mm-hmm. Why did Earn think he could race him?
I think it was just a moment of desperation. He's like, this night has not gone the way I think it could. You know what? I'm pretty fast. Screw it. I'm going to do it. And I just love the quick, like, cut to the limo, which I was like, okay, limo. And he's just staring out the window, just mad as hell.
Steph. I think he's a self-sabotager. Like I said, that was... I mean, I'm glad it ended that way. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he decided to race Michael Vick, and I'm glad that it was just a one-clip shot freeze frame. That's all. I kind of want... That should be our background for sure on these screens.
Just him just about to take off. Oh, man.
But lovable then, losers. I feel like Van spoke to me when she was like... I would have done... Like, it's Michael Vick. Like, what...
Get it together.
Yeah. It wasn't going to happen, babe.
I just feel like he was really upset about it from the get, and she was like, am I really going to have to put up with your, like, bitch attitude? Like, y'all know how dudes be sometimes. It's just way in their feelings, and you're like, get it together, bro.
I was going to say,
men are so sensitive.
Never seen a man so angry like they are when they think they've got something in the bag, like, athletically, and it doesn't go according to plan. My ex and I were at Six Flags, and you know those 3-point shots? He's like, I got this. Like, I'm going to win you a bear, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, nah, it's fine, whatever. He's like, nah, I'm going to win you a bear. He did not win me a bear. And he was more upset about not having a bear than I was. Like, they just get so, like, emotional about it. Like, because they really, like, it's like a...
Pride.
It's pride, for sure, to a T.
Gotta learn from those mistakes, man.
Totally.
Because I know that's not the first time he's done something like that.
Not at all. What did we miss? Oh, they're like convict friend. I should stop calling him that. He definitely has a name. Tracy. Tracy looked like he was gonna get that stripper to go home with him. Was anyone else peeping Tracy's action in the background?
Yeah, I love that Tracy was telling people that he was. I feel like it was another, like, he was robbing Earn of his title, like, because he kept saying he was the man that he was Al's manager. And I was like, and we instantly see.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, he says that he's Al's manager, and we instantly see Tracy's treatment in the club get better. And I'm like, Earn, you're not doing it right. Like, this is on you. It's not necessarily on everybody else. And I'm interested to see, like, if he's going to allow this manager position to get robbed from him for real. Because, like, even in the studio, Clark County is like, yo, like, Luke does all this for me. You should... Like, this constant, like, you know, Luke should do it for you thing, it keeps, you know, dangling in the air. And I'm like...
Let's circle back to that, because I had some issues with it. Number one, when you start off that conversation saying, oh, yeah, I turned down that chip deal, I thought it was whack. What I really wanted was that thing you got on the movie. Why do you think he got that movie deal? Because people know his face, because he's in the commercial, because he's doing the things. Like... Again, we talked about this a little bit last week, but Al still hasn't learned that, like, being famous or successful in that lane requires you to do a lot of stuff you don't like to do.
Yeah.
It is not all fun and games. It is a lot of hard-ass work in between these, like, high highs. And I think that if he jumps Earn, when Earn was able to get him a sponsorship to start with, when Earn's been opening a lot of doors, when you know Earn needs this gig, is, like, trifling, especially when you are blood. Like,
yeah.
I'm waiting for Al to pull this trigger so I can just full-on hate him. Like, I need it to happen sooner rather than later. I feel like we're getting close.
Yeah, I feel like you just made me think a little bit. I feel like people let Earn get disrespected, but also he needs to take some sort of a stand. But Al, I feel like... He never really wanted to be. He didn't know he wanted to be a rapper, and then it just came to him. But I think he likes the lifestyle, and he really needs to, like, get with the hustle, too. Because it's kind of like, you're not going to get anything, and you're screwing over Earn.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm about done with Al, too.
Yeah. I hope we get a Darius Heavy episode next week. I like that he didn't want to smack butts, but he would watch.
He had so many, like, he was such a light character throughout this episode, but it was just, like, all the things we needed to hear. Like him toasting to White Tears. And,
oh,
like,
the White Tears toast was the best!
And, like, him being, like, you know, I don't want to smack movies, but I'll watch. And then he's like, I got a white suit. And, like, I was like, you don't want to wear a white suit to the strip club. And he's
you know what, you right.
You right. Like, he's just such a chill. And, like, him counting bills, like, in the... studio
doing the fake phone call.
I'm
a manager. What?
I just like I love him, and I want more of him, and I want him to have more of a storyline
for sure,
because we don't really know, like, we know stuff about him, but we don't know, I feel like we don't know enough about him
and Van both. I would love to see, like, more of them, almost not, we don't see them like alone, really. We see them in the premise of other people always. So we have a good understanding of what they're like. But I really, I got, those are my two favorite characters. Yeah. So I would love to be like, have some one-on-one time.
Yes, bring the baby back. did we miss anything else in this week's episode?
I don't think so.
I feel like we covered it pretty thoroughly. Dope. Yeah. Well, there's no new news to promote this week other than the Michael Vick controversy, which I'm sure we'll see shake out more as the week goes on. If there's more news to report, we'll bring it back next week. So let's move straight into predictions.
Oh, man.
And now,
you're after Buzz TV. Predictions. You're wild back there. Calm it down.
We gas up our engineer one time.
And that's just loose cannon out there. Now, elbow, here it goes. It seems like we're going to get a strip club episode once a season, which I'm totally cool with. The strip club is great. It is an atmosphere unto itself. What other Atlanta iconic places would you like to see? I'll ask Drew specifically, since you're from the A. Or been through the A, I should say.
What do I want to see? What do I want to see? I want them to get, like, I want them to stay in Atlanta, but I want them to get to, like, a little bit more.
It would be great to see them go to Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
Just to see the memorial, because it freaked me out. Like, you want to talk culture shock? Like, when they took me to Stone Mountain, like, people just picnic under, like, Civil War generals from the South?
Yeah.
This is very unnerving.
This is news to
the
me.
The reenactment.
There are reenactments, so, like, a lot of my cousin who lives down there was, like a slave for high school.
Like, no. Legit, like, Confederate soldiers and, like,
all. So, for those who don't know, Stone Mountain is literally, it's, like, picture Mount Rushmore, but instead of giant sculpted faces, it's, like, a giant mural carved into a rock. Yeah. Like, it's huge, and it overlooks, like, a very flat, open park that's just, like, a sea of grass. And people just bring out their blankets, and they're like, isn't this nice? They're, like, under the sky. Here's a monument of Civil War generals. Like, it's super cute and fun. It's not cute. It's not fun. It made me sick. I was, like, 12. I did not know this part of the world existed yet. And it was a crude awakening. And I would love to see just what kind of, especially because, like I said, a lot of high schoolers go to the reenactment portions of there. So my cousin was, like, played a slave, like, through high school.
Yeah. No, that's a thing.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that's a thing. That's a thing. I'd like to see them in...
I'm getting, like, a lot of lessons tonight on Atlanta.
I want to see them have to interact, like, as far as Atlanta places, I want to see them have to interact in more, like, bougie places. Like, I want them to go to, like, Buckhead and, like, have to go to, like, Lenox Mall and do all of that. Or, like, or maybe, like, because Atlanta kind of has, like, pockets where it's, like, white, weird hipsters. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to see them have to go somewhere, like...
Honestly, the theater was kind of giving me that vibe.
Yeah, like, downtown Decatur. Because, like, Decatur's a pretty, like... you know, interesting area, but I'd like to see them in, like, a hippier area and see them interact with those Atlanta individuals.
Totally. What about you? Any predictions for next week? Things you want to see happen?
Well, now that I have a better grasp of the season, I know that there's going to be, like, a lot more disrespect and robbing going on. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, like, I feel better that I'm more prepared for it. And I kind of like that they're dealing with what we have to deal with. Like, you know, not like that. Like, I'm saying, like, the struggle. Like, we never get to see that. So, more struggle.
I feel like Al's going to switch over to Luke, and he's going to realize that it's not so much the manager that's doing, like, that is what he doesn't like. It's like he's going to actually just have to do things he doesn't like. I think he thinks he's going to be able to just, like, skip and bam, he's there.
Mm-hmm. Copy. All right, well, I think we're at about time. Thank you again, ladies, for joining me. Until next week, tell people where they can follow you. Steph.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra. See you guys next week.
And you can find me on all the things at OK Drew J and on Wednesdays with Joelle on Black Lightning.
Yay! I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com. Wednesdays with this chick over at Black Lightning, Magicians later in the day on Wednesdays, and usually Gotham's here on Thursday. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.